You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Whole Foods parking lot. Yeah, I got my steel and you know it gets sparks alive. I'm on my grind, homie. It's on my mind, homie. Yeah. These fools with clipboards are looking at me like they know.
They don't know.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Real.
You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got.
Small,
check out what I say. Yeah. It happens every day.
Yeah.
It's how we live on the west side of L.A.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives, and I'm your host. Yes, I'm your host, Ashley Burgess, and I'm really glad to have you listening tonight. You know, we've heard it said by many people, there's no original thought left. You've heard people say nothing is original anymore, that everything is processed, everything is regurgitated from someone else's noodle, right? And you might as well just give up. Succumb to the fact that you'll never be original. On tonight's Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, we're exploring the concept of originality, what it means to have original thought. And you know what? I'm going to give you some tools to create unique original works that will get the people around you to wake up and smell your originality. Join Perspectives this evening to give his original perspective is David Whitman. You may know him as DJ Dave. And one dimension of him is Fog and Smog Productions. Several million of you have actually seen and loved his digital shorts. The recent Whole Foods parking lot is amongst one of others. I don't know. It's got like 3 million views. People really love it. I have a tendency of loving it myself.
I thought about this quite a bit, sir. And I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
Hey, you know, you've heard it. I've heard it. Heck, we've all heard it. The people who go around proclaiming that there's no original thought. They say, and you know what they say, you know they are so important. They say that everything out there has already been done, and that we're just regurgitating another design and extrapolating from someone else's previous creation. I would have to adamantly disagree. Originality exists, and I know it exists because sometimes it seems difficult to get the original content to the surface, however, and to be noticed, and for others to actually see and consume. I know for a fact that our world is filled with mega talented people. The best of the best might not be in TV, and most of these people are in your own backyard. You may know some of these folks, okay? You actually may know them. However, you don't see them as being awesome because you actually know them. Did you get what I just said? A lot of times we miss the awesomeness of the people around us because we actually know them. If they were so far away from us and unattainable to meet, you will actually think they are so incredibly amazing. How can my buddy be amazing? We're friends. We know each other forever. And I remember when he used to pee in his bed. How can that be an amazing person? God bless. You know, creativity and originality really go hand in hand in my book. And yeah, I have 3 books out. I'm writing another one. But, you know, I have a lot of books. Okay, I've written a lot of books. And you have to have the possession of both. And it just depends on how you use them and how you recognize their existence, right? Creativity and originality. How you recognize their existence in your life. You know, some of you listening tonight are artists. Visual creators, you might say. Others of you work a job that may not be a buttload of creativity, okay? But you can find outlets for your creativity. You can. You know, some of you work jobs, right, where you have very little creativity. I understand that. And you store your creativity for the weekends or your off time. You know, the human condition is one where creativity and originality allow us to dream. Yeah, to dream, to fly. To fly and ultimately what? Soar. Yeah, soar, even within our minds and our hearts. Think about it. You know, just because you don't have a creative job doesn't mean you can't live an original life. Yeah, that's one of my quotes. It's in one of my books. Okay, you know, let's talk. Billy Boy, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. About yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You know, I think this is a really good concept about creativity, about originality, about, you know, the human condition.
Yeah, can you show me how to be creative?
I can. I can show you how to be creative. You're already creative. You don't need that, but I can show people how to be even more creative and how to, like, be just original.
Well, I think I'll definitely benefit from this show then, because I could probably use some help in that regard.
I think everybody could.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, I can. I mean, you got to, like, sit there and think about things. You know, you got to get out of the humdrum, and I'm going to give some tips and tricks later on in the hour, you know, after we have some interviews here, to discuss really how to do that. I think it's going to be kind of cool. And it's things that I actually use on a daily basis. So I think that's
looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Dano, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I have no creativity at all.
Really?
That's right. None at all.
What do we have for him, Johnny? Well, we have some creativity tips coming at the end of the hour. Yeah, no, I definitely will help with that. I do think you're very creative, actually, because you and I watch a lot of films, and you kind of remember all that kind of stuff, so you got to have some sort of creativity there.
Oh, just a little bit. I think that's my only talent.
Is watching movies?
Yes.
That's, well, if you have to have only one, of all the talents that you could possibly have, if you have to choose one, I'd say that's a pretty good one.
I think so.
I'll watch movies with you.
All right.
Okay, see, that's good. I'll watch movies. Well, and then we'll just chain, you know, Bill up and watch movies.
I was going to say, you have to strap me to the chair. Yeah.
Yeah, you have that movie problem. I don't know. I do. What is that called? It's not like arachnophobia, because that would be like spider issue. What would a film issue? A film like arachnophobia? Filmophobia?
Cinemaphobia? Yeah.
God bless.
Especially if I have to take a date and spend $50 or whatever.
Popcorn phobia?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Yeah, do I amuse you? Hey, Matt, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. Glad to have you here.
I appreciate the invite.
Awesome. Good to have you. So, you know, it's easier to understand how we can live a creative and original life, you know, by hearing a person, right, who's created original content. You know, a person that's created original content pushed the boundaries, you know, to explain their creativity, their thoughts on what makes something original. And I think that's kind of cool, because that's why it's called perspectives, people. Okay, I called it perspectives with an S, because if I put a perspective, it'd just be Ashley's perspective. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's Ashley's perspective. It's called perspectives, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, there we go. So that's what it is. So, you know, we got a lot to discuss tonight. I think it's going to be kind of cool, because we're going to hear from some other creative people talk about what they think, how they react. And here in the studio, also Allison's here, but she's off mic right now. But she looks great. She makes this whole place just light up. And I think this is great. I mean, anybody wants to come down to the studio sometime, just give us a call, you know. Just come on down and have some fun, you know. You know, but it's for certain people that really know what's up and that they have real perspectives. That's what we asked for here. Okay, so when Perspectives returns, we're discussing creativity, originality with David Whitman. You may know him as DJ Dave, and he'll be adding his perspective. And stay tuned, because, you know, later in the hour, I will be offering you the tools on how you can activate your own creativity and how to get your juices flowing, because that's a big deal. You know, it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing, right? It really matters what you're doing. And that's what's so cool about it, because it's not about everybody else right now. It's really not. It's about you. So guess what? Stay tuned, because Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, yeah, we'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, Mr. Mixologist, did you have to go to college for this? It seems like you got some knowledge. It's just a cocktail for $20 plus tips. Hey, Mr. Mixologist, did you have to go to college for this? I know your game is tight, but pour the drinks, alright? At this rate, we'll be standing here all night out.
So there's this bar. Everybody's like, you gotta go.
Hey, welcome here live, back with Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And thanks for tuning in and staying tuned. And if you're just now tuning in tonight's show, and if you're just now tuning in, you miss our first segment. We're discussing and we're exploring the concept of originality. Yeah, originality. You know, what it means to be original, what it means to have original thought. Yeah. And later in the hour, I will offer the tools to creating original work that will get the people around you to wake up and smell your originality, as well as to know that you can do it. You have the ability to be original and creative. It's not just for a certain few. So joining Perspectives this evening to give his original perspective is David Whitman. You may know him as DJ Dave from Fog and Smog Productions and a plethora of other shorts, videos, commercials, and one of my favorites and several other millions' favorites, the Whole Foods parking lot. And let's play that clip, Bill.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah,
I got my steel and know it gets sparks alive. I'm on my grind, homie. Uh-huh. It's on my mind, homie.
Yeah.
These fools with clipboards are looking at me like they know.
They don't know.
It's getting real in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Real.
You know the deal with the little shopping carts they got.
Small.
Check out what I say. It happens every day.
Yeah.
It's how we live on the west side of L.A.
Hey, David Whitman, good to have you here live on Perspectives. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Ashley. How are you doing? Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it.
Hey, God bless you. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are. You know, first off, I think a lot of listeners want to know a little bit of the backstory, because we talk about backstory on here a little bit. Tell us a little bit of your backstory in a nutshell.
Oh, just, well, big picture-wise, I grew up in Northern California, and I played drums and DJed from an early age and bounced around, went to school for economics, then got back into music and eventually landed a gig doing music for film and TV commercials and things like that. And this Whole Foods thing came about a few years back, almost 3 years ago.
We love it. I love it. Okay, so a little backstory. A few years back, I was in L.A. for a class, and I spend time in L.A. a lot, but I was there for a couple months in a row, and that same Whole Foods, I'd go there and shop, or I'd go there and eat with, like, my classmates, and I remember sitting there going, man, that Toyota Prius stole my place. They stole my spot. I mean, what's up with this? I got 8 items. I'm out for $150, and it was just funny because it was every single day, and then a buddy of mine in L.A. was like, a few months later, was like, you got to hear this. And he sent me the tag, and he's like, you got to hear this. So I went on YouTube, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I just laughed so hard, because it's really true. You're telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a true story. It's just a simple 3-verse true story of mine, you know, and I think that's what, I guess, resonated with people, is the kind of like the commonality of those experiences, right? I mean, it resonated with you.
Yeah, and I think it's all about truth, too, and it's kind of cool when you tell the truth in a fun way, you know? So let me ask you, you know, Dave, what does it mean to you to be original nowadays?
You know, I was thinking about that. I mean, I was thinking about that question, and I my main idea is that it's no different than it's ever been. The idea, the true essence of kind of human personal originality is a very simple, pure thing that's in everybody, and you know, a lot of stuff comes and goes surrounding how originality is, you know, how it manifests, right? How you create a piece of work, how that work may make it to other people, how, you know, entertainment works and such. So people say, oh, is originality dead? Has everything been done? And I think the actual spirit of originality is sort of focused around what you said. It's just telling the truth. And, you know, I mean, at the risk of sounding a little bit out there, it comes through you. You know, if something inspires you, you find a way to get it out to folks. I mean, that's an age-old process, and it has to do with inspiration and being open to inspiration. So I'm not sure if that gets us any closer to an answer, but I think originality is the same as it's ever been.
I love it. I love it. And I agree with you about that, that originality is truth, and it really does come through you, and it inspires you to create something. And I think that's, like, you're right, like Michelangelo. I mean, let's go back to everything. You know, the Sistine Chapel, let's go all through all these different processes. And I think that the truth, or something that was conceived as a truth concept, and then the idea of, you know, inspiration and to inspire other people, I think that's what it's all about, you know? I think that's neat. So let's talk about inspiration. You know, from where does your inspiration come from?
I think to boil it down, it's like interpersonal relationships, like other people and, you know, experiences you have, the way something strikes somebody in little conversations. I don't think it happens in a vacuum. I know sometimes people talk about art being this very personal thing that you do for yourself. And I understand that, but to me, a lot of you know, inspiration and perspective comes from your community, from people around you, from things you see or hear, and being plugged in. So, like, you know, I guess, like, other folks, essentially, you know, in your community, and, like, what kind of bounces off you and just occurs to you as something that's exciting or poignant or noteworthy, you know?
I like that. Okay, so let me delve a little bit in your backstory. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people think that, okay, if you came from really creative parents, you know, that you'll have, like, this creative, like, offspring thing. Is that the truth for you, or were your parents?
Well, you know, I think my parents are creative people. They don't have, like, a musical medium or, you know, creative medium like sculpture or what have you. I mean, you know, my dad's an architect, and my mom studied social work and then spent a lot of time raising myself and my sister. No real, you know, musical background in that respect in terms of, you know, what I do for a living, so I'm not sure where it came from, you know, that way, but I consider them creative people. I consider my mom a creative person, and how she, you know, approaches the world, and the same with my father. So, you know, these things kind of rub off, and the way it ends up coming out for you can be, who knows what. It could be music, or it could be, you know, you write a poem one day. Who knows?
You know, I agree with that. We were talking about that earlier last segment, and it was like the idea that it doesn't have to be like a creative job that you have. For a lot of people say, well, I can't be creative, I can't be original, I work a job that doesn't allow me to be. And for this example, I mean, your mom is a social worker, works in social work, and a lot of people would see that as a non-creative job. But I think that all facets of different jobs and careers have originality and creativity, you know, within them. Don't you feel that way? I mean, Bill?
Well, yeah. I mean, even the most, you know, mundane jobs, you know, that when I think of a mundane job, I think of secretarial work. You know, I mean,
okay, sorry to all the secretarial work people listening. We don't mean to say your job is mundane.
No. But no, that's not what I'm saying. But, you know.
No, but I get what you're saying. You mean, like, even if you feel like you're kind of like doing something for somebody else all the time.
But you can have some creativity in there if you just put your mind to it.
I agree. Matt, what do you think?
I would have to agree with that. And he said, with all due respect, I would just do what you love. If you don't love it, just do it until you find something else.
I like that.
Which is what I did, by the way. You know my story, huh, Ashley?
Yes, you did. You changed. You went from one thing. Let's talk about insurance.
I was going to say, talk about mundane jobs. I was an insurance agent, for 11 years. And secretaries have me beat, you know, by a mile as far as that goes.
You put your time in. That's respectable.
I mean, I put my time in. I gave it a chance. But, you know, when I got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to rob a bank if I go to work one day more.
Don't go postal on us, Bill.
Yeah.
But you forgot the mask.
I forgot the mask. That's right. Yeah. So, but then, you know, it's like, what do I love and what can I do to kind of express myself? And here I am.
I almost went off on that. I was going to say, don't pull out the Obama mask there, Bill. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, Dano gets it. You know, so Dave, okay, so let's talk real quick before we go to this next break. Let's start on this kind of the subject matter of passion. What brings passion to you? What do you consider a passion?
I mean, music is, you know, my main thing. And but what's funny is, you know, doing music, I mean, back to that question of what you do for a living, can it be creative? So I found a way to do music for a living, writing stuff for TV commercials and for films and things like this. I mean, even that, though, anything you do every day will find, you know, it can wear on you. Everything's going to wear on, I mean, anything repetitive, and it's got its ins and outs and politics. You can find a way to let it get you down. And the funny thing, take a quick step back to the Whole Foods parking lot, that was a pretty mundane activity. It's like going shopping to pick up some chicken, take home, make dinner. That's sort of the thing that you look over in your day and say, well, that's not going to be a moment of passion, right?
I love grocery shopping, though. I like it. I actually
like it. Well, I have a little baby now, a little 15-month-old baby, so sometimes you get that couple minutes free to go alone to the store, and that could be like a nice little break, actually. But
you're like, thank God. Okay, let me just go here and make sure I get the whole list. Don't forget this. Don't forget that. Oh, I might have to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you hear what I'm saying, boo-boo? You're like, I might have to go back. No, but you're right. Okay, so let's think about that. Let's ponder this real quick. So, Dave, you're saying, yeah, basically, you came up with a concept, a cool song. I consider it kind of a short. I consider it a theatrical film short. I mean, that's what my thought is, because I think it's well-directed, well-shot. I mean, I don't know who did your cinematography. It was pretty good.
And I got together with some friends. Yeah, the guys that came together were basically my best friends that all had various talents.
And that's perfect. And y'all put the talents together and you created something that was great and inspiring. And you're right, it is about the mundane. But yet it kind of makes the mundane kind of funny. It pokes fun at the situations, and it also pokes fun at the ability to be, you know, wow, I guess I'm lucky. I kind of thought about it. I guess I'm lucky enough to be able to go to Whole Foods and spend that money and walk out the door, you know, and have that kind of food.
There's the self-effacing. There's like, if you're making, if you're like really having this hard of a time, but you're able to afford $80 for six things, I mean, there's sort of a joke in that itself, you know, kind of like, let's remember how good you've got it, you know, at a certain point.
You're right, and let's remember how good you got it when you're having a fight with the Priuses trying to get the spots and dealing with all right. that stuff. And it's true, and I think that also is something that adds to the level of your work, too, because it's not taking something really lofty and saying, okay, hey, this is creative. And I think a lot of times people miss the neatness of the stuff right in their backyard.
Yeah. I mean, you look at stand-up comedy, like the greatest comics are... The material is so personal for everybody, like relationships or just the simplest stuff everybody goes through. There's, you know, tons and tons of inspiration in that because everyone can relate, you know.
I agree. And everybody can relate to the ups and downs, especially in relationships. Everybody sure. can relate to that. Everybody can relate to what's good, bad, and ugly. And everybody can relate to it because they've all experienced all forms of it, you know.
That's right.
I think we've all gone through good things, bad things, and then, well, I just don't even know what the heck we're doing here, you know. And so that's very interesting. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be discussing one of your other recent projects here called Yoga Girl. Mm-hmm. And when Perspectives returns with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, we'll continue our exploration into the creative waters of originality with David Whitman. So stay tuned. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey. And you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 660 The Answer.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And you're tuned in tonight. It's a beautiful night. Oh my gosh, it's a great night. Wow, it's beautiful. You know, tonight's topic of discussion on Perspectives is the concept of what? It's the concept of creativity, of originality. And I will be offering you the tips on how you can get your creative juices flowing. Yes. If you're just tuning in, by the way, David Whitman is joining us from LA, giving his perspective on creativity, originality, and passion, and how to really figure out your, you know, your creative situation. David, let me ask you, you know, what do you think it means to have like a creative, original thought?
In my experience, it's been things that that come to you maybe when you're not necessarily trying so hard. It's like, you know how they like hunt for truffles? You can't grow them. They just are out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they use like dogs and pigs to go harvest them.
Yeah, little pigs.
About that. Anyway, it's like they come, you know? And I think it's more a matter of being open to when creative things occur to you and like letting it in and maybe doing something with it than it is necessarily about looking around to like come up with it from scratch.
I like that. So just not trying so hard, because I think a lot of times people do yeah. try hard to try to figure it out. You're like racking your brain. I'm trying to figure this out. And then you just yeah. don't get anything. You're just like over there like mush.
Well, years ago I played in a band and I was playing a lot of drums and doing recording. And I was convinced this would be my time to like make a record and do something important and special with music, and it just never quite came. It'd be like Sunday and I'd be doing my laundry and I'd be like, okay, now I gotta write a song or something, and it, you know, it was a little bit empty. But then in the midst of this whole other era, you know, for example, like the Yoga Girl thing or the whole, you know, those things, you have an experience and something occurs, you're like, oh, that's funny, and you put it down. And that's what's so great about these days, is you can like get with a couple friends and put something on YouTube or what have you, and before you know it, you can share with 5 million people without having that crazy bar for entry that used to be there, you know, to get into these different creative, like into, you know, film, music, et cetera. That's kind of an exciting thing. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, but that's an exciting thing about these times.
And when you played in the band, obviously, I guess you were lead. Were you vocals and were you guitar or what were you doing?
None of that. I was drummer.
Oh, really? No, you were a drummer?
Nothing, just drums.
Oh, man, do you still play?
I do, a little less, you know, a little less these days because I'm focused on the writing stuff more. But, and then, you know, plus the baby takes naps and the wife will holler down, can you just maybe no snare drum until 11:45 or something like that.
Yeah,
but,
that's great. That's awesome. How old is your baby, by the way?
She's 15 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's young.
You going to have more?
We were just talking about that this morning.
Perfect.
You know, I think my wife has decided that we will. So that means we, you know, she makes these decisions.
Yeah, they're kind of the executive decisions made by her. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It'd be different if you could carry the child. Then I mean, I you know, we'd probably be all up for having as many kids as we could have our whole band. You know, that's what I always say. Let's have a band. You know, I tell my husband we'll have as many kids as we can have a band. Let's do it,
sure.
You know? Vocals, you know, guitar, you know, backup bass, bass, you know, drums, and triangle, obviously, has a position there, too. Hey, Bill, play the Yoga Girl clip.
It's just that Vinny's class gets so damn crowded.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It gets pretty tight. What's up for later, though? You want to try to grab a bite? We could hit up Revolution or the Earth Cafe. Have a vegan cookie and talk about your day. Or we could take a walk down by the ocean. I heard those hip openers release a lot of emotion. It's all good though, you know, like either way. You feel like going with me?
Nah, I'ma stay.
Hey, yo, girl.
It's nothing like hitting on a yoga girl outside of like yoga class.
That's it.
I love that. I love it. So tell the listeners about Yoga Girl.
So at the time, I worked out of a studio right around the corner from this really central yoga studio that was like pretty prominent. I think still is in Santa Monica, this place called Yoga Works. And you'd see people coming and going all day. And so you start to kind of get a sense for the vibe of it. And then I've been to a couple classes, not there, but just a little bit of yoga myself. And then I had an ex-girlfriend who talked about, you know, hip openers and being really emotional. So all these things are gathered from just experiences around this area. You know, like I was saying before, kind of the community of it. And I don't know that I'm entrenched in it myself, but tangentially, you know, connected enough to where there's some funny little insights in it. And you know, I this is another example of working with friends. You know, this guy who had shot, you know, you complimented the production techniques of the Whole Foods thing. A good friend of mine named George Woolley held the camera for that. And he had, you know, some ideas about the Yoga Girl thing. So we teamed up on that. And that's a fun way to, you know, sort of go forward with your friends and collaborate. That's another important thing about, you know, creative inspiration is collaboration. So he joined in, and my original idea was sort of a little more like kind of angry, like angry at the yoga girl who was double parked and drinking a latte and then pretending to be all enlightened, you know. And he was like, no, let's make it more like a crooning kind of a love song where you're more like hitting on her. And so that's where that ended. You know, that was a matter of collaboration.
You know, that leads me to think about a question I have. I know that a lot of listeners are thinking this, and I actually was tweeted this earlier today. You know, when you say collaboration, that allows for inspiration. A lot of times people try to collaborate with people that either have a problem as far as they can't get up out of bed or they have an addiction of some sort that gets in the way. And so they try these collaborations over and over again, and it doesn't work. What would be, you know, some words of advice that you would give people that have been trying to find some people to collaborate but just seem to not find the right ones?
I think in my experience, and this is advice I want to keep giving myself, frankly, collaboration is difficult. It's very challenging because you're looking at a lot of moving parts in yourself and in the other person. And there's a lot of, when you talk about being creative, there's a lot on the line, you know, ego-wise, depending on how you are and what makes you tick. So when you put that all together with somebody else and all those same things, there's a lot of variables that could conceivably sink you, you know, before you even get started. So I guess my advice is, you know, power through that, power through those kind of blank stares or strange feeling, you know, like, well, this isn't me, this isn't my thing, this guy doesn't get it. Generally, you'll be better off for doing it. And it's hard work sometimes, you know. Sometimes, some people get together and write songs and it's just like magic, you know. For me personally, it's something that takes work. And I think, you know, you got to have maybe some thick skin and also just the fortitude to get through those kind of like less than magical moments, you know. Usually something good's coming out of it.
Hey, Ashley, can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Dave, let me ask you this. Collaboration can imply compromise when you're working with other people. So how do you think, you know, do you have to compromise like your goals, your vision, your principles, or whatever whenever you collaborate? How far do you go with that?
Well, I think that speaks to my same point. It's kind of like, collaboration brings out a certain humility. When somebody has an idea that's different than yours, you have to be open to basically like, well, my idea might not be the end all be all here. Let me kind of let that take a back seat in the interest of what we come up together with being something special. So yeah, compromising which you might think is the way to go, is definitely, I think, a part of it. I've never, you know, I've not necessarily had the greatest track record with collaboration. It's something I still want to work on. And, you know, I think, I mean, if you, I would imagine you find somebody where it just clicks all the time. That's like, hold on to that, you know. But even if it doesn't, I think compromise is worth it, generally speaking. It's difficult, but it's worth it.
No, I agree with you. I think sometimes it's hard to find the right person, and I think you have to try it out. It's like anything else, you know. I mean, you can't walk into the mall and pick the dress immediately. Normally not, and that fits. You know, you normally have to go through several things, try on several things, and figure it out. So let me ask you, though. This is a deep question, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Who's the girl with the tattoo in the yoga?
with the crazy lion there, tiger?
There's a huge tiger on her back when she's doing.
Oh, no. And is she single, and do you have her phone number?
I have no idea. I mean, she's probably known in these circles. To be honest, this guy, this really well-respected teacher, Vinny, on the strength of the Whole Foods thing, my buddy George and I were talking about shooting in this class and just asked his permission. And he, you know, all of these things were done sort of by the seat of our pants, so to speak. So, like, we shot in that class. We didn't really have everybody's permission that, you know, that girl, I don't know who she is. But she definitely steals the show, right?
It's awesome. I mean, like the tattoo almost like moves, you know, because he's doing like, what is it, downward dog? Or what is he doing? Downward facing dog or something?
Down dog, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. And all of a sudden you can see like, it's like a tiger on her back. It's wild. It's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, seems like it's designed for that yoga pose, right? Because it's facing you.
It is. It's facing you. It's not like...
You're inverted and the tiger's looking at you.
It's wild. It's like you have to be in that position to see it. Y'all got to see it. If you got to go to YouTube and check it out, or you can go to also... We'll talk about his website later on. You can check out Yoga Girl there. So let me ask you, you know, now that we're talking about yoga, and I know that they have child pose and all that stuff, as a child, you know, what were the things that you would just, you know, just light you up?
That's a great segue, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, all I really remember from like early childhood was scoops and construction equipment. That was like my first word, apparently, according to my mom, was hoop. I would say hoop when we drive by, and I'd insist that we stop and get out. And looking back at it, I wonder if it was totally legal. Like they would let me climb up on these construction sites and mess around with this machinery, and I was like three, you know. I'm not sure if that's really the answer.
I like that, though.
Make the most sense, but that's what I'm coming up with.
I like construction stuff. I mean, I want to have that kind of stuff. I'd like to own that kind of stuff, you know, where you can just move stuff and, you know, take down stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, scoops, I guess, as a real young kid.
I like that.
Yeah, in the 80s, breakdancing got exciting to me, you know. I saw it on TV. I was like, that's... Something going on there. I think that's pretty neat.
What's your favorite film? I know that that's a stupid question because, you know, you can say I have 150 of them. But what's the one? It doesn't have to be, no, because everybody, when I ask that question, they always be like, oh, it was The Godfather. Now, okay, you don't have to pick Scorsese, or you don't have to pick, you know, one of the top 100 AFI, American Film Institute films. Just something that made you laugh or got to you as a child.
The thing, as a child, I don't know.
I can't remember that.
I was really into Star Wars. I'd say Goodfellas is the first thing that really just jumps to my mind when
wow.
I like, without overthinking it. I know you said not to pick these certain directors, but Star Wars. I actually was into it before I even saw the movie. I had like characters, and I was like into. I don't know what it is about the thing that is Star Wars, but I see these kids here. We are 30, 40 years later that are like just as into it.
It's the action figures,
about the
bro.
Episode 1 and 2 stuff. I'm talking about the good ones, like you know.
Yeah, it's the action figures. That's how you got into it.
That's right. That's right. But that really grabbed my attention.
I think that's also cool because, you know, Star Wars is one of those... Well, I mean, most films are, you know, the strife between good and evil. And I think that might be part of that purpose. And, you know, as kids...
I watched it again recently. I watched Return of the Jedi. I was on TV, and I was like, wow, this is pretty corny. Like, it's actually cornier than I remembered.
Is it really?
If you really watch it again, it's like, wow. But, I mean, there's something real special about it, you know.
You know, corny can be fun, though. You know, corny can...
Well, I mean, in most science fiction, you know, type genre is corny if you kind of think about it too much. You know, you have to suspend your disbelief.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except for when we're talking about interdimensional stuff, and we won't go all over that. You don't want to get me on that right now.
We only got 15 minutes left on the show, actually.
We needed, like, another couple of hours to talk about that. Okay, so, you know, David, I'd like to have you on here in the future to talk about some other stuff, but let's talk about the projects you're currently working on.
So right now it's, you know, music stuff still. I'm actually heading off to New York for the Tribeca Film Festival for a movie, a Robin Williams movie I scored for a friend named Ditto Montiel. He's a director. And that's going to be on the 20th of this month. So I'll go out for the premiere of that at Tribeca. And about a few months back, I started a company with a partner and an executive producer friend of mine out of New York to do original music. So I left a company I was with for 15 years doing the scores. The place around the corner from the yoga spot, I left there in July to start my own shop, which has been a fun, you know, if it's a big deal to start your own company, but that's been kind of the center of my attention. And of course, you know, the family.
That's awesome. Well, I'd like to have you on here in the future talking about the stuff that you're working on with the new company. I really do believe that that film will do very well as well, that you're going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival. That's awesome.
Okay. Thanks for the vote of confidence, and I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, thank you so much, David Whitman. Can you also give your website where people could go if they want any more information on you, which I'm sure they will?
Sure. Yeah, the easiest place is just davidwhitman.com, but the only trick is it's the last name is no H and two T's, so DavidWitman.com, and that's a you know, that's a spelling that's come up to, you know, hotel reservations and such can be difficult, but that's the only thing to know.
I got you. I'm Burgess, but I'm with E's and no U's. So I
looked you up wrong at first.
And you're like, she doesn't have any show. I don't even know who she is. I've had friends like in high school that look me up and they go, oh, yeah, we didn't even know where you were. I'm
right.
Like, that's because you spelled my name wrong. And then they go, yeah, I spelled your name right. And then I was like, I can't even believe she's living like a mile from me. I'm
it
like,
is.
They're like, what were you thinking with that green dress? I'm like, would you stop? Would you stop? You know, had a great time having you on, David. I look forward to having you on here in the future. You're awesome.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I do appreciate the offer.
Well, thank you and have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. You know, when we return, I'm going to give you the tools to creating your own unique original work that will get the people around you to wake up and smell your originality. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You can
get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
I thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we've been exploring tonight the concept of originality, what it means to have original thought. And, you know, and right now, I'm going to actually do what I've been talking about doing. I'm now going to give you the tools to creating your own unique original work that will get the people around you, that'll get the people around you, to wake up and smell the originality. Okay, so number one. Okay, here we go, guys. Go outside of your usual thought process. Okay, what does that mean, Ashley? Well, the way you see things, your perspective, right? That's what we call the show, Perspectives. The way you see things, your perspective can help and hurt your originality. How can it help you? Okay, so how can your perspective really help you? Yeah, okay, it can add to your originality, right? Okay, that helps. And you may have the perspective that you're a really creative person, like, oh, Ashley, I'm so creative, I'm so original, wow. You know, and this will serve you well if you think that way. So, you know, Matt, by the way, if you think you're a really creative person, you'll have all these creative pursuits, you know?
I try what I can. I'm kind of new to the industry, but I'm just enjoying every minute and just going with the flow.
I like that. That's a good outlook on life. I like that. It's good positive outlook. So how can your perspective hurt you? Okay, you may have the perspective that you aren't interesting. You are not original, and nothing you create is ever going to do anything. It may not be that negative, okay? It may not be that pessimistic, but it may be getting in your way, and it could be the roadblock to your creative success. You know, I think a lot of people deal with that sometimes because what we feel might be what we make. I don't know. But you never know. I mean, we could just be being honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's tough to be honest with yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're talking about just like being cool. You know, because I agree with you. Being honest is one thing, but to say that you can't do something in your mind just makes you not want to do it.
You're defeated before you even start. You might as well just not even go there. And actually, I know somebody who this person is the world champ. I mean, bless her heart, she's got excuses for the reason why she makes excuses. And
that's wicked.
She doesn't, she's afraid to try anything new and step out outside of her comfort zone.
It's hard.
You got to do what you got to do, but once you get out there, it feels good.
It does. And when you actually do what you need to do, and I think that's a big deal. And you're right, people can make thoughts in their head. Like, I know people all the time that make thoughts in their head that it becomes true. And unfortunately, people even do that with, ailments. You know, when you think that you might have something, it can actually manifest into reality.
Psychosomatic, yeah.
Yeah, and you can actually manufacture it in real life. So, go outside of your usual thought process, okay? So, if you don't think you're creative, start thinking a different way. Start saying, you know what? I'm creative, and I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to get creative. I am. It's all within me. I just got to see it. Number two for tonight, okay, the Showcase Showdown. You know, change up your downtime. I think that's a big thing. Most of us work all the time. I know that everybody listening tonight says, I have no downtime. I work all the time. I occasionally have a few hours off in a week to do something fun. So what should you do? Okay, so if you're listening tonight, instead of doing the humdrum, right? The humdrum, what you do every time you have a few hours off, change it up. Be different. Aren't there different experiences that you want to do? Try different things, and when you accumulate these different experiences, you begin to broaden your outlook and your perspective. Okay, so for example, if you watch TV in your free time, instead pick up a book, right? If you go to the movies all the time, go see a real play, like a real live play.
Or instead of living on your smartphone, actually have a face-to-face conversation with whoever it is that you're wanting to talk to.
Oh, wow. That's a whole show in its own.
But when we end the show, I'll tell you that story.
There's probably people that just turn off the show right now.
I was going to say, what? No smartphone? Oh, my God.
They're like, you want me to look at that
person?
I
just don't understand.
You want me to look at that person? You want me to talk to that person sitting across the table from me?
Like actual vocal conversation.
It's insane.
It's not going to happen. I'm just telling you right now, it's not going to happen.
They'll have those new watches now. Well, they'll be like secretly having conversations and texting with their watch, and nobody's going to know because their phone will be up in their pocket or in their purse.
Probably in another couple years, they'll take the Google glasses and you wouldn't even need to actually physically text anything. You can just blink your eyes or something, and it'll text and then it'll appear on someone else's Google glasses as text in their vision.
You just take the, juice, you take the Kool-Aid and you go for it. It's like, you put the little, some sort of thing in your head, and next thing you know, you're doing all this live,
Yeah.
And now people can know exactly what you're thinking, which could be even crazier because your thoughts actually become text.
And with me, that would be just extremely scary.
I think with anybody in this room, it'd be extremely scary, okay? I can speak for everybody here. If I heard all your thoughts, I would probably be already out of here, out of the studio, running down the block, screaming and yelling. Dogs and cats living in together, human sacrifice.
Especially Dano. Dano scares me. He's the quiet one. You got to be afraid of the quiet ones.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hold them down, guys. Hold them down. Okay, so think about it. Change up your downtime, okay? So change it up. Do something different. And you know what? Those accumulations of different things are so cool, and they change up your life. Third and lastly, but not least... Awesome. That sounds cool. Ooh. Okay, when people tell you you can't do it and no one can do it, or there's no way anyone could do this, try it out. Do it. Go for it. Why stop? Because they say no one can do it. Just because they don't want to do it themselves doesn't mean that you can't.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? That you fail? I mean,
you don't do it.
And even if it doesn't work out, you learn something from it. Hopefully, anyway.
You might go to a different path. It might be very cool. Good things can happen. So don't believe everything you hear. That's the hype right there. I mean, people will try to sell you a bill of goods that doesn't work because they... And there's also this whole thing. Go back to number one. Okay? If you don't believe that you're original, you don't believe that you have the creativity, you're never going to do this. So other people that don't have the originality and they don't have the creativity, right? And they're telling you you'll never do it. If you listen to them, then you just listen to them. You just go hang out with them. If they jump off a bridge, you're going to jump off, Remember a few weeks ago we talked about when your mom would say, if you're going to jump off bridge, if so-and-so jumps off, or you're going to jump off, well, then you're not going to do it. You're not a stupid. Do your thing. Be an original person. Step up to the plate and actually say, hey, I'm here, and guess what? I mean something, and my life is awesome, and I'm a cool person, and I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay, so stay tuned for next week. We got a great show. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Allison, for being here, and stay tuned because Perspectives with me. Yeah, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back next week. And guess what? We'll be back in three shakes.